Mix 93 WKMJ. Glad to have Coach Curley with us as they had a great performance down this past weekend at Malone.
Break formation again. Looks like they're going to line up the same way. I formation. Receiver comes across. It's Clark. And off the up back, Kyle Michelson dives his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Huskies.
Well, Michigan Tech with 35 points to start the game and really played a great first half. A lot of the secondary players were able to get in the second half. Safety was scored. Huskies win 37-6. Coach Curley joins us right now. Coach, I won't hang up on you anymore today. Good morning. How are you? We're having fun here, getting ready for the big home game coming up this weekend. But what a great first half by the starters, and obviously really important to get some of these other players in there. I realize that, but talk a little bit about that those first two quarters and what you were expecting out of the guys and what you got out of them.
That they come out strong, that a team that you know that they feel they're better than, you know, they go after them early, they don't give them a chance to keep it close, and we're all of a sudden, you know, one play or, you know, in our case, one field goal can win or lose a ball game. And, you know, I thought our kids responded great. You know, we scored every time we had the football in the first half. I think we had forced three turnovers. You know, on the day we ended up with our starting possession was like our 42, which if you start every possession from your own 42-yard line, you're going to, you know, probably score a lot of points and have pretty good success.
Coach, you got a great performance from Tyler Scarlett. 16 of 20, only missed four passes in that ball game. 175 yards and four touchdowns, and really only about 2.5 quarters of action. Do you feel like this was kind of a bounce back game for him after that first week? I know he obviously drove the team and got the win, but the numbers weren't great against Wayne State. He seemed like he was a lot more efficient on Saturday.
Well, he was very efficient. There's no question there. And he really only played a half. You know, the second half, he played one series, and we kept the ball on the ground to, you know, try, you know, maximize clock and those type of things. So it was very good performance. But, he played very well against Wayne State. I don't want to, you know, slight him in that regard at all. I mean, that drive he took us on 14 plays to win a ball game, there's not a lot of guys that, you know, can make the plays that he made in that drive. But, you know, 16 for 20, you know, with one of them being a drop, it was, you know, he was very efficient. You know, he managed the game very well. He took what they gave him. We had a whole bunch of check plays for him, and I don't think he missed a check all day.
Charlie Leffingwell played well. He got a good rest in that game. Williams comes in and plays. Talk a little bit about getting him in the game. I know he put the ball on the ground a couple of times, but your overall thought on not just him, but the other guys that came in relief.
I think we played, I want to say, nine guys that got their first, you know, taste of more than one play, and you know, on both sides of the football, and that was the intent. You know, we get our sixth, seventh, and eighth linemen all played. We played eight kids in our defensive interior. I think we played four linebackers. I think we played nine secondary kids, two fullbacks. You know, all six of the wide receivers that traveled, you know, took snaps. So it was a situation where we had a lot of young people that, you know, oftentimes you don't get them a chance to get better, and that's how they learn, is, you know, getting in there and under the fire.
Coach Jay, how much does that make a difference as you go into this next week here? Obviously, you turn it around within a week, and, you know, how much fresher does that make those bodies as you head into a big game against Saginaw Valley State?
I think the big thing right now, Wes, is coming home. You know, I mean, Friday this week, you know, they get to sleep in their own beds and sleep in on Thursday nights. You know, Friday, same thing on Saturday, and they don't have that long bus ride that we've had. I mean, last week was a two-day bus ride. You know, we went 7 hours and 6 hours on a bus. I think that's the biggest thing for all of a sudden the rest and the recuperation.
Coach Curley is with us from the Michigan Tech football team. We're previewing the big game against Saginaw Valley State for homecoming this Saturday, 1 o'clock at Sherman Field. And as you look at Saginaw Valley State, Coach, are you a little surprised that they have started off 0-2, losing to Tiffin this past week and Indianapolis in week one?
Well, I'm sure the start isn't what they wanted, but, you know, last year they're the defending North champions, and as we've told our football team, until someone takes it from them, it's theirs. And if you want something like that, then you better be ready to go get it from them. And a year ago, they, you know, those two offensive players they had were special, that quarterback and that receiver. You know, one kid's playing for the Packers. And they had, but the thing that people don't realize, they had a lot of seniors on both sides. I think they started 8 seniors on both sides of the ball last year. So, it's going to take them a little bit of time to get back to where they were. But, you know, they recruit well. They're well coached. They may not have the results that they want, but they're, by when it's all said and done, they're going to be a good football team this year.
So remind us, what can we expect from their style of play up here at Sherman Field on Saturday?
Well, they'll again have a quarterback that's mobile. He can run around, make plays, very athletic. You know, I don't think he's as polished a passer yet as the senior was, but that's, you know, going to take time for him to get him developed. Good stable of running backs. Defensively, they're a 4-3 scheme. They've always been very stout. Always had big physical linemen. Always have had the really good linebacker. Especially, I can't remember them not having a really, fine middle linebacker, and I think they'll have that guy again this year. The secondary has always got great skill in it. The corners are usually top in the league. They've got a couple younger kids because they lost a couple from a year ago, so I think it's taken them a little bit of time, but they'll be a good football team.
Coach, how important is it to play in front of your home fans finally after a couple weeks on the road? You played in front of a hostile crowd against Wayne, and you go down, play in a little bit different environment in a huge stadium down in Canton. Now you come back to your own field. This is a place you practice on. How important is that for the guys, not only getting to sleep in their own beds, but play in front of their home fans and hopefully get some juice out of that?
Wes, I think it's huge. Our kids like that, in a stadium. When they come up there and that VIP tent is going in an hour before game, and there's people around, and then people sit on the hills and around the stadium, and it may not be a whatever you want to call it, prolific stadium, but our kids like playing that, and the band gets going, and there's juice and there's energy and electricity. I think that's huge.
Well, we look forward to the big game. Obviously, the VIP is still on sale. We haven't had a game yet, so you can get your full value out of those. The VIP 4-packs are still on sale at the Michigan Tech ticket office, and a great value, and those continue to go well, Coach.
That's a great package, I think. We've got, with Saginaw, Ferris, and Grand Valley coming in, and possibly Ashland, we could have, possibly 3 ranked teams in here, yet this fall. That's good football. They're going to see.
It is. We broke it down. What is it, like $11 per person per game? It's like nothing, considering all that you're getting in. It's just unbelievable. The only bummer thing about the VIP tailgate party is that football is too intense of a game, Coach, for you to come up there and rub elbows for a little while before the game. I know you got to be with the team and stuff, but that would be great. Just one time, see you up there and get you on the air. But I understand. You got to do all that pregame stuff.
Well, that'd be fine, Dirk. I've got a job over here. You can come on over and call plays. We'll make that switch from
Saturday. Oh, that would be fun.
You call the plays, and I'll do the PA.
Okay. I'd have to talk to EI before that and get some of those trick plays that you and him come up with all the time. So, right, Coach. Well, hey, we can't wait. Of course, stuff happening on Friday, too, right, Wes?
We got the lots of homecoming events. Yeah. You got the cardboard boat races happening on Friday afternoon and the whole nine yards. So, it's always a fun week on campus. Everybody's excited, and it's always good to, culminate the week with the football game. And, they crown the king and queen at halftime. It's a whole spectacle Saturday at 1 o'clock at Sherman Field.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys. You have a good day.
All right, Coach Tom Curley here on Mix 93 WKMJ. More Drive Time coming up in just a moment.